Yair Lapid is the new star of Israeli politics. The 49-year-old former television host burst onto the political scene with his centrist party capturing second place in parliamentary elections and positioning himself as a power broker in the formation of the next government. Analysts say the vote was a rebuke to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. His conservative ticket lost seats in the new parliament despite placing first.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
The Israeli vote came as U.S. President Barack Obama was inaugurated for a second term. Analysts say his leadership style is bolder since his re-election. Robert Satloff is executive director of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
It is absolutely true that Netanyahu's success was not as great as Obama's success, but it's a different political environment.
President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu have had a rocky relationship, but that could improve if Mr. Netanyahu forms a government open to talks with the Palestinians. Jerusalem-based analyst David Ricci.
It won't be a moderate government, but it will be compelled, I think, by international pressure to reopen negotiations. I think the President of the United States is very interested in that.
After Mr. Obama's inauguration, White House spokesman Jay Carney repeated the President's policy.
What needs to take place is direct negotiations between the two parties that address the final status issues and that result in a two-state solution.
But some Palestinians in the West Bank are skeptical that a new Israeli government will be a positive development. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad Malki.
While the Palestinian leadership has reaffirmed its immediate readiness to engage in negotiations on the basis of clear parameters, Israel, however, has instead persisted in its path of occupation, conflict, and fear-mongering.
If there is a centrist government, Mr. Netanyahu may be under less pressure for a military strike against Iran's nuclear facilities. The Obama administration is hoping a combination of sanctions and diplomacy will avert an armed confrontation. Again, Robert Satloff.
The Israelis are willing to let the United States play this out, play Obama's strategy out to the very end, and see whether the Obama strategy succeeds in convincing Iran to negotiate an end to its military nuclear program.
It's likely to take weeks to form a new coalition government, and Yair Lapid is expected to be right in the middle of the negotiations. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.